Gotcha and welcome. It's Mike Wynn with this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz, and we're going to start with tenor man Hank Mobley. That was a Hank Mobley original, Walking the Fence, from a Blue Note LP called The Hank Mobley Quartet, and it was also on a Mosaic Records limited edition box set, complete with some alternate takes. And, great news, Mosaic are just releasing another box set of a later period Mobley, all digitally enhanced. The rest of the quartet matches Mobley's talent. Horace Silver piano, Doug Watkins bass, Art Blakey drums. Recorded March 55. That's 4/5 of the then Jazz Messengers, trumpeter Kenny Dorham being the missing messenger. The guitarist is the leader on this next one, but please listen to the bassist. Thank you. Yes, Irving Berlin standard, Blue Moon. The leader is John Etheridge on a Rosendean electric guitar on this song. Malcolm Crease is the bass player, and they really do take this much-recorded standard to a new level. Recorded at Katz's Kitchen in the summer of 2001. All the other songs on the album are of a quartet, with Christian Garrick violin or viola, Dave Kilby rhythm guitar. Here's a complete contrast. It's a band calling themselves Monk Estra.
Thank you.
Monk Estra, the full name of the band really is John Beasley Presents Monk Estra. This Mac Avenue album, recorded 2016, is Volume 1. I bought both Volumes 1 and 2 when I discovered both of them in a record shop in San Francisco a few months back. But Volume 2 simply won't play. Tried it on several CD players. Ha, is all I can think of saying. John Beasley, born on the same day as Thelonious Monk, by the way. Same day and month, not year, though. He's always been fascinated by Monk and his music, but Beasley brings a new touch to Monk's work. The song we've just heard, Monk Processional, is an amalgam of two Monk compos, lesser known ones, Green Chimneys and Raise Four, but rearranged to liken a New Orleans second line march. Beasley is on piano as well as arranging and conducting this 16-piece band. We played a song by Bev Kelly just a week or so back, and that got me looking for more of her albums on my record shelves. And this is what I found.
Falling in love with love is falling for make-believe. Falling in love with love is playing the fool. Caring too much is just a juvenile fancy. Learning to trust is just for children in school. Fell in love with love one night when the moon was so full. Fell in love with eyes unable to see. Fell in love, with love everlasting. But love fell out with me.
Recorded live at the Coffee Gallery, San Francisco, October 1960. Bev Kelly, leader and singer, the much underrated altoist Pony Poindexter, enjoyed his work. Flip Nunez, piano, Johnny Allen, bass and Tony Johnson, drums. That was the Rodgers and Hart standard, Falling in Love with Love, written for the 1938 musical The Boys from Syracuse. Talking of contrasts, here's a very different vocal.
Oh, the Rock Island Line is a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is a road to ride. The Rock Island Line is a mighty good road. If you want to ride it, gotta ride it like you fight it. Get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. Jesus died to save our sins. Glory to God, we're gonna need him again. Oh, the Rock Island Line is a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is a road to ride. The Rock Island Line is a mighty good road. If you want to ride it, got to ride it like you find it. Get your ticket.
ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. I may be right, I may be right, I may be wrong. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Is a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is a road to ride. Oh, the Rock Island Line is a mighty good road. And if you want to ride it, gotta ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. A, B, C, W, X, Y, Z. The cat's in the cupboard, but he don't see me. Oh, the Rock Island Line, he's a mighty good road. Oh, the Rock Island Line is a road to ride. The Rock Island Line is a mighty good road. And if you wanna ride it, gotta ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. Oh, the Rock Island Line is a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is a road to ride. The Rock Island Line is a mighty good road. And if you want to ride it, gotta ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line.
I mentioned the folk legend Odetta in passing just last week, so I thought we ought to hear from her. This is an amazing album, recorded December 2000 in the case of Rock Island Line. The whole album was recorded between September 2000 and Feb 2001 in New York, a period that spanned her 70th birthday. Odetta was way more than just a folk or blues or jazz singer. She was very active in the civil and human rights movements and dubbed the voice of the civil rights movement. This MC Record CD is called Looking for a Home, subtitled Thanks to Leadbelly. All the songs are by the blues legend Huddy Leadbetter, and Rock Island Line being one of his most famous, of course. But, in fact, he didn't write it. He heard it when accompanying the blues folk historian John Lomax around prisons in the southern US whilst Lomax was searching for blues songs, using Leadbelly as the obvious go-between to relax the prisoners. But Leadbelly made it his own song, as did Odetta. Seth Farber, piano, Mike Merritt, bass, Jimmy Vivino, guitar, Sean Felton, drums. It's Ellingtonia this week. It's almost the full band without the Duke.
Thank you.
Higher, written by Johnny Hodges and Billy Strayhorn, and recorded Jan 56 and released on a Norgran LP called Ellingtonia 56. Norgran standing for Norman Granz, of course, soon to become Verve Records. Hodges was only recently back in the Ellington fold, following his four-year sabbatical. He rejoined Ellington in October 55, and the Duke made sure Johnny was given every opportunity to record under his own name, including lending him half the band to support him. Just listen to this lineup: Ray Nance, trumpet; the majestic Lawrence Brown, trombone; Jimmy Hamilton, clarinet; Hodges, alto, of course; Harry Carney, baritone; Strays, piano; Jimmy Woody, bass; and Sam Woodyard, drums. No wonder it sounded so good. The veteran Sol Yeged died just last week, so let's hear something from him right now. Sol Yeged died last week, aged 96. He'd been a professional jazz muso for almost 80 years. He was still playing last year at 95. Inspired by Benny Goodman when Sol was a teenager, he trained as a classical clarinetist, like Goodman, before devoting himself to a swing style of playing with some Dixieland. And he stayed true to that style all his life. He seldom strayed outside the city limits of New York. Amazingly, this Herald LP, it might as well be Swing, was his only studio recording as a leader in those 80 years, all others being of live gigs. He was a sideman to many big names, such as Coleman Hawkins, Red Allen, Roy Eldridge, Cozy Cole. This 56 recording in New York, obviously, featured Sol on clarinet, Harry Shepard vibes, Ken Kersey piano, Mort Herbert bass, and Mickey Sheen drums. Farewell, Sol, and thanks for a lifetime of music. Here's Art Land. The style of playing on that song may well have told you it was an ECM LP. It was called Rubiska Patrol, recorded at the Talent Studio, Oslo, in May 76. The leader is the pianist Art Land, and he wrote that song, Jamie's Birthday Song. Rather oddly, there's a Jamie's Birthday Song on both sides of this LP, and they are different. Mark Isham, flugelhorn, but of course he's silent here, so I didn't need to mention him. Bill Douglas, flute, Glenn Cronkite, drums. Let's have another vocal.
Embrace me, my sweet embrace of you. Embrace me, you goes tipsy in me. It's you and you alone bring out the gypsy in me. I love all those many charms about you, above all, I want my arms about you. Don't be a naughty baby, come to Mama, do my sweet embrace of you. Thank you. about you. Above all, I want my arms about you. Don't be a naughty baby. Come to Mama.
This Catalyst LP is a reissue of a Japanese Victor album recorded in Tokyo, October 1970, and reuses a well-worn title. Just substitute the names. Here it's Helen Sings, Teddy Swings. Helen is Helen Merrill. Teddy, of course, Teddy Wilson, who almost invented swinging at the piano. Larry Ridley, bass, and Lenny McBrown, drums. And that was a perfect rendition of the standard Embraceable You, written by George and Ira Gershwin in 1928 for an operetta, which didn't even make it to the stage, so its debut was a couple of years later in the Broadway musical with Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire. Eric Dolphy is next. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear the multi-instrumentalist's name? Free jazz? Certainly not this Latin style. And that's on a brand new vinyl reissue of the original United Artists LP, Eric Dolphy and the Latin Jazz Quintet, recorded in New York, late 1960. Dolphy on bass clarinet, the instrument he introduced to the jazz public. And that was the Richard Rodgers, Lawrence Hart song, I Wish I Were in Love Again, 1937, from the musical Babes in Arms. Philippe Diaz is the leader of the Latin Jazz Quintet, and he's on vibes. Arthur Jenkins, no, not the most Latin of names, Arthur Jenkins, piano, Bobby Rodriguez, bass, Tommy Lopez, conga, Luis Ramirez, timbales. We'll just hear the first bit of a trumpet-based medley of, what, 9 songs in total.
Thank you.
And this is a progressive LP with just one song on each side of the LP. Having said that, on side one, it's a medley of nine other songs. It's called the Second Progressive Records All-Star Trumpet Spectacular. I must add, Progressive Records also produce similar spectaculars for trombones and for tenor saxes. It's a seven-man front line of trumpets. John Dearth taking the solo slot on My Old Flame, John Eckhart on The Song Is You, and then Tom Harrell on flugelhorn in this case, on But Beautiful. The rhythm section is Bucky Pizzarelli guitar, Jimmy Rolls piano, Michael Moore bass, Ronnie Bedford drums. Recorded April 77. Let's catch our breath with a guitar solo. Thank you. Here, There and Everywhere, the Lennon McCartney song, recorded in Nashville, Tennessee in 87. Two guitarists, Martin Taylor in his very long-haired days. Not a style I'd have gone out and seen the public in, Martin. And the legendary session man and producer, Chet Atkins. This album on Lind Records is called Portraits, and it's a compilation of songs recorded by Taylor between 87 and 98 across three different locations. Nashville, as we know, Hamburg, Germany and Scotland. Somehow jazz interpretations of Lennon McCartney songs. This is almost all Paul's work, by the way. John was asleep when he wrote it. But somehow jazz brings out hidden depths in these songs. Lovely. Time for some honking, I reckon. We'll be right back. Recorded July 73 at the Barclay Studio in Paris. A great honking song. Freight Train. Honkers and Screamers came from the Louis Jordan camp that morphed, when they added singers, into R&B. But the style did continue in jazz. Illinois Jacquette, Arnett Cobb, and here Candy Johnson. Real name Floyd Johnson, by the way. His hero was Ben Webster, and Candy did play in the Count Basie band in 54, but don't think he recorded with them. He later went back to his R&B style with Bill Doggett, where he recorded Honky Tonk and Night Train, both hits for Doggett. Freight Train is obviously related to Night Train. Candy Johnson, tenor, Clarence Gatemouth Brown, guitar, Milt Buckner, Hammond organ, Michael Silver, drums, and I'm going to file that under fun. And that's all we have time for. Do hope you've enjoyed the show, and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please, take care, be well.